Okay, so just a quick hazar of what we just spoke out last week. We spoke out the halachas of if a building falls on somebody, and we're not sure. There's a lot of sfeikas. Is the guy? Is a yid there? Maybe it's a guy. Maybe he's not even alive. So even though you have all these sfeikas, the halacha still is that you ought to be machal Shabbos to pull off the rubble to see if the guy, if a yid is there and alive. And we went through the Gemara that spoke out a lot of different shitas. What's the pshat? Why are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos for sakonas nefashas? So the Gemara went through a number of different reasons. One was Mila, they learned it out from Mila. One was they learned it out from the Avoda. There's a lot of different ways to learn it out from. One was, right, it's better to be mechal one Shabbos, so you'll be able to keep a lot of Shabbos. And there's a lot of difference for us. And at the end of the day, Shmuel said that I have a better reason than everybody. And my reason is that it says v'chai b'hem. That the only thing that you have to give up your life for is the Gimel Chamuris. And it seemed how the tour went, that's how the rush went, that's how the riff went. Also over here we said that the Be'er Halacha, beginning he starts talking about the Svara of, it's better to be Mechal one Shabbos in order to be able to, you know, be Shomer a lot of Shabbosim. And then the Be'er Halacha says that really these are just reasons, but midin, the reason is, that it's nothing to do with mitzvahs. He also kind of spoke out that it's not just a dvart, that svara of bimachal one Shabbos in order to keep a lot of Shabbos is not just a din by Shabbos, any mitzvah really. Bimachal one Shabbos, you'd be able to keep a lot of mitzvahs. So doesn't the dafka have to be with Shabbos? So, but he said that midin, it's really out the chai b'hem, and he brought raya, so let's say a person is only going to live for, you know, a few seconds more or a few minutes more, or, you know, we're talking about a katan. So in that case, the kid's not going to be doing any more mitzvahs, and still you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to keep a katan alive, even though the katan's only going to be alive for, you know, a little bit, and he's not going to be able to do any mitzvahs. So he said, you know, a lot of these rayas that's why you see, even by geisus, he says, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to keep them alive. He said that there's one exception. And the one exception we said is that someone, a Yisrael Mummer, and he's that a Yisrael Mummer, that he's over, he's Michal Shabbos, Lahachas, just to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that type of person, that we're not Michal Shabbos to save that person. And then we spoke out that even that person, according to Ramosha, who says that there's Eva, if there's going to be Eva, because you weren't Michal Shabbos to save this guy, and it's going to get out in the papers, and who knows what, so, like Ramosha, then you'd have the same halacha by that he says by saving a guy, that for Eva, you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos to save him. Okay, and then, that was Siv Gimel, and Siv Dalet also, we talk more about, even if we see that the person's mamash going to die in a minute, you're still allowed to be Michal Shabbos to save him. And that he says that the way that you check to see if the person is alive is that you check his head and you see if he's breathing. And if he's breathing, so that means that that you should continue being Michal Shabbos. And if he's not breathing, then according to the Mechaber, Pashup Shad, you don't have to be Michal Shabbos, or you're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos to save him. And that we said that Rav Shlomo Zalman says that Bizman Hazeh, since we have a lot of ways to revive somebody who's not breathing, so avada, you should continue to try to save the person, even if you find that he's not breathing. And then we spoke quickly out this tshuva from Ramosha. That's why today I really want to. I didn't really give it justice last time, so really I'd like to go through it a little bit more. It's a short tshuva, and it's very interesting. And the heading is a little misleading. The heading over here, you'll see, it says Kviyas Eis Hamavas. So you might think that he's talking about, you know, what's considered. He is talking a little bit about what's considered dead, but you're not, you know, the whole shiloh about is it a brain, is it a heart, is it a breathing? That you actually, if you read it carefully, which we're going to do today, you're not going to really come out with anything clear from this tshuva. There's a lot of other tshuvas, and there's a lot of talk about it, which we're not going to really get into because it's very complicated and whatever, a lot of machloiksim. So we're not gonna get into that. But this tshuva really is not so negev for that. It's really more negev for our shayla over here. So let's take a look here. So Simon Kuf Lamed Beis, you got it? Hine bedvar yedias misas ha'adam mefurish begemar yumadav pehe yomad alf benafam apelis alam shem fachanas agal afil b'shabas b'baikin av chaybay. So this halacha that we spoke out, that if a mapilus falls on a person, then you're taking off the rubble and to check until his nose.
Got held up, sorry. Not literally held up.
No problem. V'ifse came b'ramba paragbeis m'shabas, we're passing like this in Shabbos. We just started this tshuva from Mashi. We spoke very, very quickly about it last week, and we didn't really give it justice, and so I just feel like we should. And it's a small tshuva, and it's very interesting. So he's talking about this case that we spoke about. If somebody is, a house collapses on somebody, so you have to, minachal Shabbos, if the guy's alive, and the halacha was that you check to see if he's breathing. And he says, "Ramban passes like that." Shulchan Aruch, Chaim Simon Shin Chav Tesiv Dalid, which is what we spoke out. Shem Lo Yergisha Shem Chiyasu B'din Meis Shehu B'Bedikas Anashima. That we said that the way that you check to see if the person's alive is to see whether he's breathing. Sheafim Anashima Kalam Oid, even if he's really, really slightly breathing. Nami Hu B'din Chay Sheraya Sherayin Zayi De Noitzi. You see Vayidei Chatichas Near Daka. What you can do is you can put a little. Right, a little handkerchief there, a little or a very light piece of paper to see whether it moves at all. Shemasim nitzal chaytem, you put it by his nose. Imloimis nadeid hu becheskes me. So, the very simple way to check is that you see a guy lying there, you're not sure if the guy's breathing, so you put a little piece of paper, a little piece of tissue right by his nose, and see if it moves. But listen to what he says. He says, "Avotzarch sheyivdeku beza eza pavim." You have to do it a lot of times. Kidabarta begus moishah chelik beiz, yardeya simikufa idaud anaf beiz, like I said over there in that tshuva. So you have to wait to see the zman that it would impossible to live without breathing. Obviously, the guy can not breathe for a minute; he can still be alive. So just because the tissue is not moving for a minute doesn't mean that the guy's dead.
You're not going to wait. Let's wait 5-6 minutes to see if it's going to work. Like you think you'd have to do something right away, and not...
Right. So that's the shot. So what should you do? So you have to check. You have to know whether Michal Shabbos. So according to Moshe, right now it seems that you put the tissue there and wait. See if it's moving. Yeah, I mean, so this is what he said. And as soon as you see it move, then you have to do whatever you can. But who Davko? Listen to this.
I'm just saying, why are we doing this check to see?
We want to see if you be Michal Shabbos. You want to save the guy. The guy is sitting there, you know, and you want to know if you can be Michal Shabbos to save him.
If he's alive, then you can do whatever you want.
But if the guy's dead, then you can't be Michal Shabbos.
Okay. But if you don't know,
Safek Michal Shabbos.
Right.
So what should you do? You want to check the guy. We want to check whether. Right, the Mechaber says you check to see whether he's breathing. So the Ramash is saying, how do you check? This is how you check, by putting the thing there. V'hu da'afka, listen to this. V'hu da'afka kishis da'afku kol zman ze b'loy hesach das. You have to be staring at it the entire time. Afla rega katan. You can't be Mesiach das for even 1 second. Virosh l'inashim koleis, you have to make sure that he's not breathing at all. Aval kivon she'i efshir l'inchi l'histakel af meshach zman kotzib l'yasech das. He knows our attention span, Ramesh. This is for sure now, right? He's talking about it in his days. He says, the attention span, no one is going to be able to just look straight at that tissue without any mesiach das, without his mind wandering or thinking. So he says, she'ish loch hashem l'ischazik ma'at. You're nervous, maybe he let out a little breath and you weren't paying attention. So you have to do it a lot of times. He says, and if you see after many times you keep putting the thing there, it's not moving at all as much as you're looking. So then you'll know whether. But you can't just be okay. Let's say a person, you know, the person can only live for 3 minutes or whatever. I don't know how long, whatever it is, without breathing. And then as soon as that time's over, you don't look anymore. No, you have to do it a lot of times. And now we're going to talk about what we spoke last time, that he's mechalik between different types of chaylim. Depends what how the person got sick. So he says, v'zehu b'stam chaylim, shenikrav matzavim l'misa, v'hitzuchu l'mechaynim shiyazim l'sham. This is talking about a regular person who's sick, that, you know, they're getting sick and they're getting close to death. And they don't need this mechuna sheyazim l'nisham, which he's talking about a breathing tube. He doesn't need a breathing tube. Aval ika chaylim gedaylim. There's people that are very sick, Shloyachlu linchaim, they're not able to breathe. The hinichu harayfim befiya machayna shenoyshem aydeza, and they put this breathing tube in the guy's in, right, so the guy can breathe. Shayidei machayna hashayach shayimchaim afshu kvar meis. The neshima kazu halaymachashiva kaychi. Kamachashiva kachai says if you do this, if you do this, right, it can make the guy breathe even though the guy's dead. Technically, that's what this machine is capable of. So that's what Moshe is saying. These breathing machines, just because the guy's using that machine to breathe, it doesn't mean that the guy's alive. The guy can be dead. Hine, im loy nicker boy in yonam acheim inyan chiyas. If you can't tell through other ways that the guy's alive. Shanir keloy margish beklum. The guy doesn't feel anything. Afloy bedekiris machat. Even if you poke him with a needle, he's not feeling anything. Ukahasha kairin koma. The guy's in a coma. Kol's man. So you have no way of checking whether the guy's alive. All you see is this breathing machine which is making him breathe. The entire time that breathing machine is working, you cannot take it out. Maybe the guy is really alive. By taking it out, you're going to kill the guy. So you can't take it out even. You have no other simanim that the guy's alive. You're poking him with needles and everything. He doesn't feel anything. And the only way that you see that the guy's alive is through this breathing machine. So still, you're not allowed to take that breathing machine out. Ava, kishaposka milavoid, if it stops working, this breathing machine, shenechser ha-oxygen, shayisham. That's what I'm saying. I don't know how this machine worked in those. I don't know how it works even though it's up, Baruch Hashem. But apparently there was some sort of oxygen tank or some... There's an oxygen tank?
Yeah, there's an oxygen tank that's usually like on the back, and if you go to like a nursing home, you see they all have it on the back of the wheelchair.
Yeah, but
you can either have a breathing tube that's like in your nose or in your mouth that just kind of...
Right, that's that I know from...
And then there's an actual, you can actually put it in all the way down, you can intubate it, and it's doing the breathing for you.
So the intubated one, is there oxygen... Cans? Is there like the same those same things?
Yeah. Cans,
well, I mean, do you have to keep changing?
The portable ones, probably. The ones that he's talking about. I'm sure it's just generated.
So that's what I'm saying. So
one of these things he's talking about. The one that
it seems like he's talking about the other one, right? Yeah. It doesn't seem like
it's after. It could be after 4 or 5 hours. There's no more oxygen. You have to switch the tanks.
Right. So it seems like here he's talking about where you have to switch the tanks, or there's some way that the oxygen gets less. So he says, Avakisha Paskam Lava Shanexar Ha oxygen shayisham. Lo yaksu lepiv oidapam ad avorzman kotzik revasha. So he says what you should do is if there's no other simanim that the guy's alive, all he has is this breathing machine.
No heartbeat. No brain activity.
I don't know. He doesn't say, he just says, right, he says, I mean, I don't know, maybe. Well, I mean, saying when a person's in a coma, he's a heartbeat, right?
Yeah.
Right, so I mean...
And brain activity.
So I don't know. He said before. Imloy nikerboy bin yonam achirim inyan chias, and then he says like he doesn't feel anything. He doesn't talk about a heartbeat. But then he says the guy's in a coma. So.
But is in coma?
That's just anybody who's unconscious right now.
In a coma, if you pinch him or stuff like that, do you see levels of like?
On brain activity, I think so.
So this is what he says here. So he says what you should do is that you should wait about a quarter of an hour. He says wait a small time. Kerev asha. Shem einai chai, if there's no signs of life, kvar yapsik milanishayim v'yadu shumeis. So then you know that he's dead.
You just kill them if you wait 15 minutes. If you're his breathing and you turn it off for 15 minutes.
Well, he said you're not turning it off. You're not.
I mean, if he's not getting oxygen for 15 minutes, he's dead.
Right, so I'm saying, so, here, listen, he says, then yichya hainu sheyirishu hu noishim. You see that he is breathing, but however, if you see that he is breathing a little bit, gam b'loi ha-machayna ach b'koishi, you see that the guy is trying to breathe, it's very difficult for him to breathe, but something's happening, that he's, some sort of breathing's happening, so u'bavsakim yachzir ach b'koishi, u'bavsakim, right, he's doing it, in spurts, so yachzira mechun ayda pam lefiv miyad. So then, right away, you have to put back the breathing. You have to right away put back, you know, fill up it up with oxygen again, and then put it in. V'kol yasu harbei pamim. Do this as many times as it takes. Atche yutav matzavai until he gets better. Oy sheyir sheena noishem baasmei klal shumeis. Or you see that the guy's not breathing at all. So Ramosh is saying here is that when you switch the oxygen, a guy that has no other simanim of life except this breathing machine. So then you wait a quarter of an hour, or at least a quarter of an hour, but if within that quarter of an hour you see that he's trying to breathe, or something's happening, he's trying to breathe, then you immediately put it back. Okay. Avozehu, the next paragraph. Avozehu.
We're still in the same that you're sitting and waiting to see if he's alive, if he can call Shabbos for him.
Well, here the guy, well, this here he's talking about a guy's in the hospital. He's here talking about a guy that's...
First of all, right. In the beginning, I was thinking right. What type of sickness are you allowed to... When you do certain things.
The first thing we're talking about a guy that's in the Machpelah.
Okay, what's our shayla about this Chayla G'dayla?
Right, so this Chayla G'dayla, right, we want to know if he's alive or not.
And
just tell me, we want to know if he's alive.
Stam, he's just saying...
Just tell me, I don't know if the guy's alive.
Just
tell me. Yeah. Hear. Yeah. Okay. Shamayim. These are people that just stam is there. They got very sick. Beizam achla shi, he got a sickness. Avo be'elu shehuka b'tu'unas drachim. But somebody who got hit in Tunis Drachim, like he says, but accident idea cars, like a car accident. Vaidin afilu mechalenis, or he fell out of a window, right? Uchadayma sheirish idei ze shayidei his kavtzis haatzavim. That you see that because his ribs broke, beizem akaymes hasmuchim lahario klina shama, that it broke near his breathing. I don't know. It was things that are he's smashed, so he's having trouble breathing. Ainin yichaylim linshayim. So you can't breathe. Ukishiyaver is his manshi neshomo af rak aidea machayna yispashtu mekayma sana chavtsin yaschilu nimshem ve'atzma. And you see that after that, only with this breathing machine he's able to breathe. She'elu af she'ain yichaylim nimshem ve'atzma. So again, this guy he could also only breathe with the breathing machine, but still he says these guys. You don't see any other form of life with this guy, only through this breathing machine. These people, you can't assume that you cannot assume that they're dead. Okay, so those people you can't assume that are dead because maybe their ribs are crushed and they're not letting them breathe. But as soon as everything gets fixed, they'll be fine. So just now they're in a terrible matzah. But I think what he was referring to is that when it comes to changing the oxygen, he says, don't do this test. Don't do this. Because this guy's got broken ribs. He's got.
To put it into English, it's traumatic injury versus non-traumatic injury.
Yeah.
Or non-traumatic illness.
Sure. Right.
Don't say sure if you don't agree.
The kivon sha'ata oimer. Listen to this. The kivon sha'ata oimer sha'ata ikin nesayin sha'arayfim gedayil mechayim levayadei zrikas ezel achluchas ba'aguf ha'idei agidim leida shenifzak ha'kashay shiyesh lamayach. Now they have a test to see whether there's any connection from the brain to the guf. He says, now that they have this test, im kol guf, she'im lo yavei ze lahamayach ubar she'in lamayach shuv shum shayichos aguf. That they know that if this doesn't go to the brain, some sort of way that they test it. If it doesn't go to the brain, they know that there's no connection from the brain to the guf. The gam shekvar nirkav hamayach legami, and they know that it was nirkav, right? It was what's it called? Dried up. It's right. So v'havi kahutas horesh b'kayachas, as if so he got decapitated, like, as if the head's not there. Shem kein yoish lanu lahachmer be'elu she'af she'enu margish kvar b'klum. So a person that doesn't feel anything, he's not breathing at all, without this breathing machine. Don't assume the guy's dead until you do this bedika.
This is somebody becoming a quadriplegic.
I don't know, but there's brain activity, right?
There's brain activity, but there's no feeling. You can poke them and.
Yeah.
And very often they can't breathe.
So same exact thing. Shemir sheyesh kesher lahamayach maguf. If you see that there's any sort of connection from the mayach to the guf, af shein anoyshim. Even if the guy's not breathing at all and he can't breathe without the breathing machine, yidnu amachuna bepiv af zman gold. You leave it in there for a long time.
And again, this is in case of a traumatic injury, a car accident or something.
Well,
not a person who.
What would you say? I don't know. I'm not. I just you all read it with me. I'm not sure if he's talking now only about a traumatic injury. He's just thumbs. They're talking about anybody.
We have five people. Let's vote.
They have this test. It seems like you have this test. So even if somebody is A real chayla, you know, whatever, a chayla not through traumatic ways. So it would seem that he's talking about even in that case, if there's any brain activity at all. So even if the guy's not breathing at all, you don't wait, you don't do this test of a quarter of an hour. What you do is you just put in this injection or whatever and see whether there's any brain activity. And if there is even if there's a little bit of brain activity, then you never remove the breathing. You know, you always continue putting back the breathing machine, putting it back.
Don't wait that 15 minutes.
Keep putting it in there. V'rak she'yu aydei abdika she'en keshela hamayach imaguf yachalito aydei zeh she'en anayshin lameis. Only if you see that there's no brain activity, then you can do this test. Okay, but here again,
what does it say here? What brain activity?
Well, he's saying kesher lahamayach imaguf, which is just a connection from the brain to the guf.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, however you want to translate that. It just means if there's any connection.
The last thing, yachlito
yadei zeh she'en
nashim. So then you can say that if you put this injection, you see that there's no brain activity at all. So then, if you do this test, you see the guy's not breathing, so then you can say that he's dead. You don't have to continue putting in the oxygen. But he's not saying, by the way, he never said here that you're allowed to remove a tube,
right.
Even if the guy's brain dead. He didn't say that in this tshuva. Here he's just talking about, you know, if to do this test, so, or if you have to, he says, number one, you don't do this test if the guy has any brain activity. If the guy has some brain activity, you always continue putting in the machine and putting in the oxygen. Because the only time you can do this test is if the guy doesn't have any, through these tests, you don't see that there's any brain activity. So then you can do these tests. And then you might not have to put in more oxygen if the oxygen tank runs out. That's what he says. Okay, fine. So that's this tshuva. So now let's get back to the mishabur. You have some mishabur?
Okay, right now.
Okay, so we're just finishing up Shin Chav Tes. Actually, it's interesting because Shin Chav Tes really is mostly all about Sakaros Nefashos, but we'll see that in Shin Chav Ches there's also a lot of Sakaros Nefashos. In Shin Lamed also there's some din of Sakaros Nefashos. So, but now I think we should be able to finish up Shin Chav Tes, and then next week we'll go to Shin Chav Ches. And also, we'll talk more about Sakonis and Fashas there. Okay, so Siv Hey, we're talking about where the house fell down on a bunch of people, and we're the first responders. We're looking through to see if there's anybody alive or not. So Siv Hey says, Matzel Yoyne Mason. What happens? You're going through the rubble, and Shin Chav Tes Siv Hey. So we're talking about where the house or the apartment building or whatever fell down on a bunch of people. We're the first responders. We're going through to see if there's any survivors. And you find that the top, you start from the top, and you already see people are dead already. As soon as you hit people, you see that they're dead. So Matzel Yoyne Mason, do you have to continue going? Can you be Michal Shabbos? Lo Yoymer Kfar Mesa Tachtonim. Don't say that, because these top guys, the top floor people died, that there's nobody alive underneath. You can continue going. El Mafakeh Chaleim Shema Dayan Heim Chaim. You continue going down until you see maybe there are people that are still alive. Okay. Sivav. Oyvdei Kechavim Shetzaru Al Yoris Yisrael. So you have Goyim that are coming to make problems with the Yisrael. They're going to fight with them. In Boal Iske Mamen. So if they're coming, right now we're in Sivav. Shin Chavta Sivav. See? So now, if they're coming for money, ain't mechal nezer Shabbos. So then you can't be mechal Shabbos. There's no sakaros nefashos. You have to let them loot your entire house and your entire city, and fine. Bo'al iske nefashos. If they're coming for iske nefashos, va'afilu stam, or they're just stam coming. You're not sure what they're coming from. They might be coming for mamon. They might be coming for nefashos. You're not sure. So yoytan alei mekli zayin. You can go out with your weapons. And you can be Michal Shabbos to protect yourself.
The presumption is that they're going to kill you, though, right?
Just like,
so that's the thing. So he says, Afilu Stam, even if they're just Stam coming. You see them coming down, and you're not sure whether they're coming for money or they're coming for... So then you can be Mechal Shabbos.
It's a 45.
Now he says, "Will be Ira Smuchol Lisfar." Listen to this. Let's say you have a city that's near the border. See, it's the border that's, this is the first Yiddish city, right? So like in Eretz Yisrael, like the border cities. What's that? Is that Gaza?
No, border
cities. Oh, Gaza. Oh, so what's
where next? Ashkelon.
So,
Golan
Heights.
What?
That first city that always
was
Ashdod,
for sure.
Storod,
yeah.
Oh, okay. So for them, so these cities, Afilu loy bayu el al iske tevin mekash. They're just coming to take some tevin for the animals. Still, mechalim es haShabbos, you can mechal Shabbos. And he says, listen to this. Vafilu loy bayu adayin el roitzim lovely. Even if they didn't come yet, but they're planning on coming, you can be mechal Shabbos to save it. So,
what's that guy, get Rambo?
Yeah, exactly.
He'll be out there.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have Siv Zayin. And some say that even if they're coming for Iske Mamon, you can be Mechal, Shabbos. Because if one smart aleck or one guy decides, you know, I'm going to stand up for myself and not let my money, you know, let these guys take my money, so they're going to kill him. Svahavis kana fashas. It'll come to a right suffix and sakana safashas. It's like the Ramah, mikamakama kola fiha inyan.
Which I said, sometimes that you could do all this gimmaman because. Even if they're. I'm saying, you see from the Schwarzes, they're constantly shooting each other with a pair of basketball shoes.
Just because it happened over the
constantly that these guys.
It was just a legislator's grandson.
Yeah.
Just over the weekend.
Unbelievable.
Back in your neck of the woods.
My hood.
So listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Listen to what he says.
There. It makes no sense.
Listen to the Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan.
Criminals aren't allowed to carry guns. It's against the law.
So look what he says, Sif Katan Tazayin. Sif Katan Tazayin. Shem lo yanichanu, because if you don't, right, we're afraid that the guy is not going to let him try to steal his money, he's going to kill him. Vahani mili kishabo al rabin. That's only when they're coming to loot everybody. Because then you're assuming that one guy is going to think that he's the tough guy. Well, Yitzir let them have a mind of Yago, and they're not going to want to give him the money, and they'll kill him. Well, Chen have a commercial bell. It's going to fush us. Aval kishabal yachid yaniach likach lemayne v'lo yichalas Shabbos. So then you have to let him let them go.
Wait, so what's that
score
again?
Yeah,
if they're going up to everyone.
So they're coming to everybody. So then, let's say you're watching. You see these guys are coming down. They're gonna hit that city over there. So you want to know, can I be Mechal Shabbos to go out there and protect them? So if they're coming to the, you see that they're not just targeting one person's home. They're gonna go after everybody. So then you can assume that, well, one of the guys is probably gonna stand up for himself, and they're gonna kill him. So that's the real Sakonos of Ashes. But if it's just one guy, he says, you don't have the right.
Maybe he'll stand up for himself.
I assume. You would hope he's smart enough. Yeah, but I guess unless you know that, hell, that guy is going to be,
if
he's
a tough guy. If they go to Shomo's house, then they're
going to... Right, so... So here's where they ask the kasha. By the way, here's where they ask the kasha of Abba Machtaris. So even if they're coming from one guy, what do you mean Abba Machtaris is by one guy? Mm-hmm. The guy's tunneling into one guy's house. You're allowed to kill him.
Yeah, but there may be. I guess here you know he's only coming for money. But maybe he's coming to.
So that's what he says. So see, there's a few turitzim. One of the turitzim is that Abba Machtaris, you're not sure where the guy's coming. The guy might be coming to kill you. But here we're talking about where these are just coming not like Arabs, you know, they're not like Arabs. They're coming to.
I don't know how you know that.
It's probably hard to know. If you don't know, then it's
every legal system that I'm aware of allows you to kill somebody who breaks into your house.
Yeah.
For the very simple reason that they're dangerous. If they're breaking into your house, who knows what they're going
to do? You have to wait till they break into your house.
So this is what he says. Look at the next Mishnah Berurah.
Bob Machtaris is not allowed in American law. They actually have to be in your house.
So I'm talking about the case in Dearborn Heights where he shot the lady on the porch.
She was outside the house.
I understand.
Through a locked door. Keep the door closed. Call 911.
Okay, let's finish up here. So Sivkan Yud Zayin. Listen to what he says in Sivkan. What he says, I call Lafi HaInyan. He says, Haina Lafi Masha Meshar Kaisen Upachazuzam. You have to be Mishar. How angry are these people? Are they, like, are they just coming for money? Are they not? Sivkot Yodzayin. He says, the Ramah says, Akolafi Indi. I mean, if you know the guy's coming for money, you have to know, how angry is the guy? Is the guy angry? Is the guy angry, like, for some reason? Or is he, you know, he just told me he wants some money. So, Vida, listen to this. The Hayoim Kishabau Meha Umois. They're coming from out of our gvul. Lishloi shalav alav azbaz. They're coming to loot our cities. Bevadai mechuyavim anu latzeis bechli zayin. Afil al iskei mamin. Ukedina de malchusa. V'chein mevor barakech v'agudet da hecha dika chashash shami yechasu yoish v'yars alaynu mechal. She says, it somehow has to do with Dina the Machusa Dina. That I guess people are coming for.
He's saying that Mishra Shlomo said that the law over here. That by the Chayes is showing that's enough of a chashash.
Mm-hmm.
The castle doctrine.
Which is funny.
Yeah, Yeah. So that's what he says. So he says that for sure for us when they're coming out of our gvul into our gvul, so then you have to okay. Let's can just finish up here. Chesiv Ches. Harayas Fina Sheyesh by Yisrael Hamutaref is Bayam. So you have the Sfina that's right
scrambled
at sea, and also a Nahr that overflowed. It's a mitzvah for us to have Shabbos to save him. Okay, and then we're going to see Nirmal. He said, okay, and then he says. Listen, look at the Mishabru Mnei Akum. But who had in me Yisrael? Even if a Yisrael is chasing after another guy to kill him. Not just a guy. Keshu Mishar Shiel V'desakana, the Hanitin Latzil V'Nafshai. Right, even a Nirdaf is a Yisrael, you got to kill him. V'chein Keshu Adam Nirdaf Mnei Nachash, I dive. Gam came Mitzvah Latzil. He's running away from a snake, and then you also have to, it's a Mitzvah Michal Shabbos to save him. V'afil V'asiyas Kama Machal Shabbos, even if you're going to be over a lot of Malachas and Shabbos. He says, okay, Kedei lahatzilon, says Sivkot and Yadalad. Okay, that's fine. Now here, the Shaila is that what are you, do you have to spend money? You're going to lose money, let's say, by saving this guy on Shabbos.
They can pay me back.
So if the only way you're going to be able to save him is by losing money. So he said the only. So then do you have to waste your money?
That's a good question.
I would say you have to, but you can make him pay you back.
So Shulchan Aruch says, and he brings in Shulchan Aruch says in Chayshim Mishpat that you're chayiv to, you're mechayiv to spend money to save somebody else. Let's say there's people in the hospital, right, and then they need a certain treatment, and it's going to cost $100. So am I mechayiv to go spend all that money to save them?
Meaning, in this case, this is a scenario. Right now,
this
scenario over here, it's passing in front of you. It's right by your...
Yeah, so the guy's right here. The guy's
running... Somebody needs surgery. He can't afford it because he has Obamacare.
Okay, so then they
so he needs $100,000 right now.
So do you hear about it? Then do you...
Yeah, so do we all have a chiv to go spend money to save the guy?
Are you allowed to steal somebody's money?
You're using your Kli Zion to go over here and save the city. You're using
ammo. Yeah, I mean, ammunition.
Money.
Yeah. Maybe you're using your knives.
Better question. Are you allowed to steal somebody's money to pay for it?
I don't think
somebody who needs a life saving surgery.
So he brings some Chayshim Mishpat that you have to spend money to save the guy.
No, that is legal.
Okay, what is that again?
He brings some Shulchan Aruch from Chayshim Mishpat that you're chayiv to spend money to save him.
Okay.
So he says, but we don't find anywhere. Let's say a guy's running after guys. Let's say a guy's super mad at somebody else. Let's say maybe the guy stiffed him, and he's running after him. He's so mad. So do I have to go over to the guy who's running after him? And say, well, listen, how much money are you running after the guy for? What is it? You know, $5,000. Okay, I'll give you $5,000. You know, then. So do you have to do that? So he says, he says, I don't find any paiskim that say that you'd have to go pay the guy to not chase the guy to kill him. You know. So, he says, and he brings from Shlomo Zalman. It says that since at the time that the guy's a roidif, there's a mitzvah to kill him. It says you don't have to spend money to save him. Interesting. If a mitzvah to kill the roidif in order to save nirdif. Ainah chayv levazveiz mamin lahatziloi, memneisha hefsid hamamin lo yehe kedei lihimane me'avera, ela kedei lihimane midavar shuv heter gomer.
What?
I'm not sure, but he's saying that Rav Zalman is at least saying that you don't have to waste any money on this. So it's interesting, you know, you want to kill the guy, but you don't have a chiyuv to go and waste money by saving the guy. And just look at the last sif test. Last test called yoytzim lahatzel choizim eklizanim mekayman. If you go out to save a guy with your weapons, so do you have to leave your weapons there, or can you bring them back once you're done? Right, you kill out all the guys.
You better bring them back.
So Amelia have to say, yeah, but Amelia have to leave it.
Here it's the Rapasha, because you might need it again.
So
and if you leave a weapon there, somebody might kill somebody with it.
So,
okay, you leave it in a safe, locked place at someone's house.
Let's say that's not a problem. So he says like this. He says the Mishabruah says, you know why you gotta go back? The guy's going to have to leave his gun there every time. He's not going to want to leave it. Someone's going to take it. He's not going to do it. So anytime that we're nervous about that, so you'll let her go ahead and bring it back.
Is that the same story why that solo could go back?
Yeah, but didn't we say that you could have the whole solo, you could have it on him in general? So it's not really possible.
You can have
your weapons on him.
So we don't know about it. I mean, remember, Ramosha...
For carrying, you're not allowed to carry.
Carry what?
He says for guns, you're not allowed to...
You are allowed to carry guns.
So he says, if it's an Eirv problem, he said, that much we know, that's considered carrying.
Okay.
That was the true information we saw, that it's considered carrying to carry a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he didn't talk about, I mean, in that true, he wasn't talking about whether it's mux or not. He was just saying that you're not allowed to carry it. Because it's considered carrying, and then if there's no Eirv, you're not allowed to carry.
Oh, because then we went away with the whole...
Because if it's a lavush, I'm saying if it's a lavush or a tasha, then that's not considered carrying. I'm not carrying my shirt.
So you went away from
I'm wearing it. So,
even though it's something...
Right, so he says that when it comes to Kli Zayin, to guns or knives, whatever, because then he says we pass like the Chachamim that you can, it's considered carrying.
Right.
Gotcha. But if there's an Eirv, so then the shayah is going to become whether it's muk, so we didn't get to that.
Right.
It's not.
Okay.
Next shayah. Representative